stars. Is it actually going to come right out of
you
there?
You have to keep holding it or else it's going to stop.
It's horrible. Scary thing. And you actually have to hold it in your hand and look after it all the time or it won't hatch out. Ugh, look at it. What kind of animal is that supposed to be?
That one's going to be a penguin.
What? What's one of those? Oh, Impy, turn it off. It's making me feel all weird. Honestly, it is.
What do you want to watch then? Like I didn't know.
Well, can we watch my favourite thing ever? There it is. Oh, I wish we had the room so I could have one of these train sets. It's all lovely.
It's quite okay. It's not bad, but they're really for boys. All it does is go round and round and round and chop, chop, chop through the station and chop, chop, chop on the rail and chop, chop, chop up the bridge and chop, chop, chop through the tunnel and chop, chop, chop round and round and it doesn't do anything. And that one there, it looks like Thomas the Tank Engine.
If you say so, Impy. Oh, these ones are even better. Look, lovely old-fashioned steam engines. Look at the detail on them.
Oh, yeah, that one's like a Harry Potter train, isn't it?
So it is. I'd forgotten about that. Hey, Lacey Lou, do you reckon they have trains like those in Toy Tea? Oh, you're a funny one, sweetie girl. So, would Mummy Lacey and Mr. Charlie Dear, Crystal and Boofy ever go on them?
No, I don't think so, but because they always go out in Mr. Charlie Dear's car. What except? What happens when you press down? Come on, let's play bird.
Oh, no.
I'll get Mr. Charlie Dear and then kiss that Boofy out of the toy box and we'll take them on the trip on the twin to have a train ride.
Oh, you can
get your lovely train sounds for me and we'll have
play now. I'm watching my trains.
Oh, silly old chop-chop-chop trains. You can watch them any time. Come on. I want to play with you now.
Oh, Impy. Just when we'd all settled down for a nice, quiet look at the toys. And now you've got me all up again.
Come on, we want to play with Charlie and Chris and Boofy. Oh, come on, Boofy. Hurry up, Boofy. Oh, don't be a lazy old pointy ears. Oh, let's hurry up. Hurry up. I want to get the toy box. Sorry, Mummy, sorry for fighting. this. Bother. I'm going to have to go into town to get it, Lacey dear. Oh, Mr. Charlie dear, well, look, why don't we all go? The children want to spend their pocket money, so we could all have a little outing. Yes, Mummy, yes, go into town. Oh, yes, I'd love to go into town. Oh, that's a very clever plan, Lacey dear. The car's in the garage for repairs. What are we supposed to do? Fly there with wings? Or just roll there? Or what? Mr. Charlie, dear, that's very droll. Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called a train? Oh, Mummy, Daddy, let's go on the train. The train puffs out steam and tuff, tuff, tuffs along and blows a whistle. I haven't been on a train in ages and ages. Oh, yes, Mummy, Daddy, let's go on the train. It might be a pretty coloured one. We don't know what colour it's going to be. And sometimes they blow up different coloured smoke even. Oh, let's go on a train. Oh, yes. See, it's all going to be all right, Mr. Charlie, dear. Oh, Lacey, dear, I hate trains. Nasty, smelly, smutty things. And the seats are always too narrow for me. I don't like them. Oh, really, Mr. Charlie, dear, man up. What? Sorry, I mean monkey up. It's all going to be all right. By the way, Mr. Charlie, dear, do you happen to have some change for the children? They need their pocket money. Oh, goodness me, Lacey, dear, couldn't you have given them some change? I don't have anything smaller than a 200 sparkle piece, Mr. Charlie, dear. Oh, no, you wouldn't have, of course. You never do. Oh, this family's going to bankrupt me. Oh, let's see what I've got here. All right, let me see now, 10, 20. Here you are, Crystal, little darling. Here's 50 sparkles for you, and I suppose you want some, don't you, monster? There you are, Boofy, 10, 20, 25. There you are, 50 sparkles for you, Boofy. Now, don't spend them all at once, please, children. Sparkles do not go on trees. Oh, thank you, Daddy, thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy, thank you, lovely. Now, come on, children, Mr. Charlie here, come and get ready. Everybody upstairs, we're all going to have a lovely time in town. Oh, come on, Crystal, hurry up. Hurry up, Boofy, hurry up. I'm going to be ready first. No, you're not, Crystal, you're such a baby, you can't do anything for us. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. Lovely time in town on the train. Those things just aren't possible because they don't go together. Oh, dear. Oh, listen to that. Oh, lovely time on a train. With any luck, I'll get stuck in the seat and the train will just trundle me straight back home. Oh, there's the whistle. Off we go. Oh, I love this train. Look, it's all cool. It's got all purple and pink stripes. Purple for me and pink for you, Crystal. Sit down, Boofy. Sit down. I don't want you to fall over. That's a good dog. Sit down. Crystal, are you comfortable on the seat, darling? Just make sure your tail keeps straight. Yes, Mummy. It's a beautiful day, isn't it, Mummy? And the train's ever so full. Lots of people going out. Oh, hello, Mrs. Elephant. Oh, look at the pink children. And oh, the baby, the little pink elephant baby with a tiny trunk. Isn't he lovely, Mummy?
Oh, yes, they are very pretty, aren't they, Crystal? Good morning, Mrs. Randy Ann. How are you today, dear?
Oh, that's good. Crystal, Crystal, what are you going to spend all your sparkles on today? I'm going to spend a few of mine on vegetables for my little balloon. And then I'm going to spend the rest on sweets. Lots and lots and lots of lovely sweets.
But aren't you saving anything up, Boofy? You'll be sick if you spend it all on sweets. sparkles. And they're not very big. Not a big bunch. Look, we'll buy cabbage instead. They look nice and they're much bigger and only 10.
Shop with me. I bet we can get 15 sparkles worth of sweets out of her for 10.
You will do absolutely no such thing, Timmy, or you, Boofy. And nobody is going anywhere until we find either Tommy or Tippy. Oh, here's Mrs. Tippy coming, Mummy. Here's Mrs. Tippy Tumbles.
Oh, Timmy, you naughty little boy.
Ow!
That will teach you to run off when I told you to stay with me. Oh, morning, Lacey. Hello, kids. Thank you so much for finding Timmy. Why did you run away, you naughty little boy? I told you to stay put.
But, Mum, you were snattering to Mrs. Strawberry Shortcake, and I couldn't stand the stink. I wish she'd use a different kind of soap or something. Poo!
Don't you be so cheeky.
I weren't honest. Anyway, can I have some sweets, Mum, can I? Me and Boofy was just going into Mrs. Mitzi Meow's.
Oh, was you indeed, Mrs. Mitzi Meow's? Oh, it's a good job I found you when I did then, isn't it? Or you'd have probably bought everything in the shop and paid about one sparkle. Oh, well, I'll take you in there, you two little ones, to make sure you behave yourself.
Oh, thank you, Tippy dear. Yes, you're quite right about them and Mrs. Mitzi. They do try to pour one over on her all the time, and she's soft enough to let them. Off you go then, you two.
Right, come on, you two. Come on, Boofy. Come along, Timmy.
Keep your hair on, Mum. I'm coming, I'm coming.
Do you want to go into the sweet shop, Kistle, darling? No, Mummy. I was going to have five sparkles worth of sweets, but I'm really not particularly bothered about it now. I'll have them later in the week. I always love this little row of shops, Mummy. They're so pretty. Mr. Hummingbird's flowers. Mrs. Mitzi's sweets just there. Mrs. Chinadoll's beautiful desk shop. And then the best one right at the end, Mr. Robot's toy shop. He always has the best things ever, ever, ever. Can I just have a little look in the window?
Mum, you're such a spoilsport. Mrs. Mitzi's great, ain't she, Boofy?
Oh, yes, she is, she is. I wanted this big, huge, enormous chocolate bar, and it cost five sparkles more than I had.
Lacey dear. Come on then, let's come along, Timmy. Let's stop bouncing about. You're always bouncing up and down. Come along.
Oh, stop nagging me, Mum, will ya? And stop snapping my teeth.
Oh, poor Timmy Dumpus. Oh, I'm glad I got you for a mummy, Mummy. I like Mrs. Tippy, but she's a bit feisty. Anyway, are we going yet?
I can't go yet, Boofy. Mummy, could I please go inside the toy shop?
Wants to spend it. I think I would like to spend it, Daddy, if it's all right. It's your money, darling. You saved it. You can spend it on what you want. Are you sure now, Crystal?
Yes, please, Daddy.
415 sparkles. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, that's not fair. Crystal's having a present. Can I have a present too?
No, Goofy Harton. I'm afraid you can't. Until you learn to save, you spent all your money on sweets.
We have some very nice balls on special offer. Only 100 sparkles.
All right, Poofy, I'll buy you a football. Here you are, Mr. Robot. 100 sparkles. Now come on, you two. Let's get you out of here before I buy you anything else.
Children, let's head back to the lovely, lovely, delightful train. What a treat!